Good evening and welcome to the Agar Meditation Group. I am Dr. Mahesh Krishnamurthy, and this week we something that I have been always talking about. The reason why I was given this topic is to let you all know that the time is running out, which means that the experiences that you need to transform yourself are going to get more and more intense. And this is kind of a warning that has been given to that when these experiences happen, the one choice that we have at this moment is to learn. So if we are going to fret and fume and wonder why me, why am I going, what is the reason that all these, or the troubles are just that mounting up, please understand that this is the way the world is. This is the way things work. This is the way things happen. And you must get out of that notion, this notion that this world is a place where you will want to experience happiness. You have to get rid of that particular notion. So this world is not for happiness. This world primarily is for the purpose of for us to learn. It's not a place of happiness. So if you're trying to get this place, get to experience happiness, you're not going to find it. You're going to find a lot of pleasure, but you're not going to find happiness. So that's something that you must understand. All right. So welcome to the Agar Meditation Group. So now we will firstly do the Maypole, which we've been doing every time. So for those who are joining the first time, please sit on stacks of blankets or mattresses so your sit bones are higher level than your knees. If you're sitting on a chair, make sure that you are at the edge so your back remains straight. If you're sitting on a couch, again, come to the edge so that your back is straight. All right? Think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of this circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. You can replace this higher consciousness with any name and form or nameless and formless aspect of divinity that you wish to visualize. In your inner scene, see yourself walking up to this pole and holding on to a ribbon of any color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any anger, any restlessness, anxiety, any stress that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy As you breathe out, let go of any pain and distress that you may feel in any part of you. Also, let go of any anger, any disappointment that you may be feeling in any part of your being. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any tiredness, any fatigue, or even a sense of weakness that you may be carrying in any part of you. Remember, the energy that you're breathing in is intelligent and it knows exactly which part of your being needs healing. And it travels to that place and heals your being. And then it leaves you to go where it needs to go. So be conscious and aware while breathing. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. As you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, low self-esteem, or anything else that you wish to release. To make this practice more powerful, imagine a flower in the center of your chest. Observe whether this flower has blossomed, whether it is a bud, or whether it has wilted. Either way, order this flower to come into full bloom. Multiply these flowers 5 times, 10 times, 50 times. As you breathe in, ask the higher consciousness to send love through these flowers. Breathe in, draw the energy into your whole being. As you breathe out, share this love with all of creation. Breathe in this love through these multitudes of flowers. As you breathe out, share it with all of creation. And now I ask you to visualize your family. Breathe in this divine love and share it with all your family members. Now visualize your friends, your relatives, your acquaintances. Breathe in this energy and just blast it to them. Let them all get a blast of divine love. Now imagine the world, the earth. Imagine each one of you standing on one side, all of us standing in a circle so the earth is in the center. Breathe in this divine love and blast the earth with divine love. While you're ethereally blasting this world with divine love, feel your body receiving this divine love from everywhere. Come back to conscious awareness and open your eyes when you're ready. The world is full of experiences. And when the experiences are new, we call them a challenge. When the experiences are repetitive, we feel annoyed that the same thing has come about. Experiences are neither good nor bad. Experiences do not have a gender. They do not have a positive and negative attribute. They are just experiences. When we choose to delay the learning, then they become more painful. It's because the world just pushes you, the universe pushes you to learn, the universe pushes you to grow. It is like a boulder which is in the center of a river. When the river is in a gush, then the boulder is caressed by the river, and the force is so much that the boulder, which ideally does not have a shape, becomes round. That's the power of water. When the water gushes, it can even change the shape of a stone. So life is like this water which flows in gushes and shapes us. But you have to decide whether the shaping of your personality, of your beingness, should happen smoothly, which is mostly not possible because we are not that kind who learn from other people's experiences. Or it must happen with little pain or maximum pain. The choice is yours. It's entirely yours. How do you want to learn? Do you want to learn the first time the experience occurs? Or do you want to just try to tolerate the experience? Do you want to postpone and prolong the learning? What do you want to do? This choice is entirely yours. Each one of us, at every moment, has to go through these experiences. Everyone who is ever alive, no matter how evolved, has to go through experiences to evolve to the next step. As long as you are living on this world, you have to evolve. This is why you see some people who have tremendously evolved suddenly fall from grace to disgrace. It's because they have just let go of their awareness for that fleeting moment. But for them, because of where they are in their spiritual journey, they just laugh it off and they say that, I missed, I slipped, and they pull themselves back once again. But the ones who are not so aware, these are the ones who fret and fume, say that, I've been practicing for so long, why don't people understand that they have to see that I'm an evolved person? They have to check before they talk to me. They must not try to talk to me like they talk to others. Or because you've got this little 1% gyan, 1% of experience, you will want others to do as you are doing. And you become a hero, self-appointed hero, self-appointed guru, and you ask people to transform their life. It's not possible. You are nobody to transform other people's lives. You have to transform your own life, and that's why the experience. If you want to transform, you decide. So the experiences will come. People will behave in ways that you will not like. But that experience comes to you because you have to rise above your own judgment. That's the reason the experiences come. So they'll keep coming till you rise above judgment and you recognize that this is how the person chooses to behave. I have nothing to do with it. They may be your own family members. They may be extended family members. Just go through these experiences, but learn to be detached from the judgments. That's when you will attain peace. Peace doesn't come from outside. It comes from disconnecting on the inside. Even if you have a lot of chaos on the outside, if you had peace in your mind, you can just sit in meditation even in the busiest marketplace. So gravitate towards that inner peace. Don't try to get other people to change because you are not finding peace. That is not the way. That's not the path at all. The path is inner transformation. Path is self-transformation. The world is neither right nor wrong, neither good nor bad. It's just the way it is. It just is. The same world appears to each person differently depending on what this person has to learn. The same street on which you travel will seem different to different people depending on what they have to learn. So this is your opportunity today, now, every moment is an opportunity for you to learn, for you to grow. And this is why a family is given. None of your family members will care about you. They'll all take you for granted. And that's because you have to rise above the judgments. You have to rise to be in love. When you are in love, you can do everything with love. You can help with love. You can assist with love. You can cook with love. You can serve with love. You can do the dishes with love. You can work with love. So you have to rise to that plane of awareness where you repetitively live in a state of love. And that's when you will experience harmony. You will experience contentment, but you will never be satisfied. That's because continually you have to be in the state of love. In the beginning, you have to remember to stay in the state of love because you keep falling. Falling from a state of love is more familiar to you. Trouble, quarrel, they're all more familiar to you. Anger is more familiar to you. Judgment is more familiar to you. You have to rise from what is familiar to what is unfamiliar, but what is real, eternally real. And that is self-love. You have to rise to that state. And when you do rise to that state, then you will see the world is such a beautiful place. So the question is, what will it take for you to practice every day? Because time is running out. What I mean by time is running out is that people are just around you are just passing away. People are dropping dead. There is mass elimination of people. You have to rise in love so all those people who are near and dear to you, you can just rise above judgment and accept them as they are. This is what you have to do. So first thing is work in your home atmosphere, work with the people at home, with your extended family, rise to a plane of awareness where you have nothing but love for them. And when you do that, the world becomes a child's play. But until now, we've all been doing just the opposite. At home, we are all demons, tigers. But outside, we are all angels. But who cares how you are outside of home? It all matters where you live, your dwelling, your home. That's your actual battleground. That's where you have to stop participating in arguments, in quarrels. You have to stop justifying, stop proving yourself, stop proving your point. You have to let opinions be opinions. You have to look at it, and you have to be harmonious in disagreement. That's the journey. And the journey is not a struggle. It just takes awareness and practice. This is what you have to do. This is the message for today. And the way you do it is just keep blasting love at everyone, no matter how cruel they may seem to be, no matter how jealous, how envious, no matter how cynical they may seem to be, no matter how wicked they may seem to be. Just keep blasting love. The person who taught this practice to me, I told you this once, the lady who taught me this practice of the Maypole meditation, she taught me when she was 99 years old. And she was in an aircraft which had got hijacked. At that time, she connected to the higher consciousness and she asked, what do I do? The plane is hijacked. And the higher consciousness told her, send love to them. And she argued with the higher consciousness. They are terrorists. They have guns and bombs in their hands. I can't send them love. The higher consciousness said, not your love. Send them my love. And then she just directed the love of the higher consciousness just by visualizing these beautiful flowers. She just sent the flowers to them. One of the terrorist's hands got so sweaty that the gun slipped out of his hands. Another person's cigarette burnt his lip. There's another person's cigarette burnt his fingers. And they all got so wobbly, the hands started shaking. They didn't know what was happening. And then quickly they were overpowered. The higher consciousness knows. We call it the higher consciousness only because we believe it to be better than us. We believe God to be separate from us. And that's the reason why we call it the higher consciousness. But where is the higher consciousness? It's not way up in the sky. It's your very beingness. It's who you really are. But because we classify the body and God differently, we call this the higher consciousness. But that's your very being. So all you have to do is to go back to your inner room, which is so full of love and nothing but love. And from there, just radiate your existence to all of creation. That's all you have to do. So let us practice this beautiful piece of Kriya, or this is an action, a mental action that we will do to sublime every single troublesome experience, troublesome memory that you've been carrying. So now, if you will, keep your eyes closed, keep your back, neck, and head straight. Connect to the ribbon that you've been holding in the beginning of the practice. Pull the ribbon so it pulls you up to a state of love. Just tug the ribbon 2-3 times. Ask your higher consciousness to reveal to you the flower in the center of your chest. And again, multiply this flower manifold. And now try and remember an experience that has pained you. In the beginning, you will see that nothing comes, even though you know which is that experience just pained you. You have to lose awareness of these beautiful flowers in your chest to remember the painful memory. And now, get back to the ribbon, pull it, tug it, rise up to a state of love. Ask your higher consciousness to reveal these beautiful flowers that you have in the center of your chest. Breathe in, ask your higher consciousness to send its divine love through these flowers. Breathe into your being. As you breathe out, just blast this love to all these memories that you carry. Just blast the love to that memory. If you don't know how to do it, just raise your hands as a blessing and blast the memory with love. If you are at home, you can just imagine your family members and blast them with the love. If you're in office, you can remember your colleagues and blast them with love. If you're traveling, you can remember, you can just look at the traffic, just blast them with love. This is our journey, to just spread love wherever we go. You don't have to speak your word. wherever you're in the traffic signal, just look at the people and just silently visualize these beautiful flowers. Raise your hand in blessing. Just blast them with love. And just see how light your heart becomes, how energetic your hands become. You'll see you'll become a powerhouse of love. That's what you have to do. So whenever you're going to meet people, it may be your siblings, maybe your children, your spouse, your friends, your family members, your relatives, your colleagues, no matter where you go to meet people, before you meet them, just send them a blast of love. Consider this the experiment of the week. Send a blast of love and then meet them and see the difference that you feel in the communication. But if you judge, you fall. You will fall when you judge. So don't judge. Just send them a blast of love. Once you send them a blast of love, do not go and ask them, I sent you a blast of love. How did you feel? When people are insensitive, they will feel nothing. They will ask you, what is that? Or someone just might just laugh at you. So don't announce anything. Just silently, secretly, discreetly, only you know what you're doing. Don't share it with anyone. Just send these people you're going to meet a blast of love. And then you see how your communication with them transforms. Most often we are unaware of how we communicate, but we are quite ruthlessly judgmental about how people communicate with us. So let us reform our communication first. Let us reform our emotions first. Let us reform our inner world first. That's what we need to do. So from today, let us all be more aware and just blasting love to every single experience that we are going to encounter. If we have any teachers out here, before you go to your classroom, just blast the classroom with love. If you're going to a conference, blast the conference with love. If you're going to a seminar, blast the seminar with love. All you have to do is you just have to multiply these flowers by 100 times and just squeeze your eyes, breathe in deeply and blast your seminar with love. Do it and just see how this happens. Just experience that inner blast that happens. And I would want you to do it with a lot of feeling. Let's just attempt it now. Now, I just want you to just attempt it in your room or in wherever you are. I want you to just bring your body together. Just squeeze yourself. See a million flowers around you. Breathe in this energy. As you breathe out, just throw yourself open and blast that love. And see how it transforms your external environment. See what you feel around you. We are all responsible for how this world is today, either with action, thought, feeling, or even inaction. We are all directly or indirectly responsible for how the world is. And we have a choice. Because we are here, we have a choice to make this world a better place. It's not about your children. It's not about your second, third, fourth generation down the line. It's about you and your opportunity to make this world a better place. And there's no other way than just transforming yourself into a power ball of love. That is the practice. Make yourself into a powerful love energy. And every day, blast this energy to every person. Go on blasting. It does not change others. But you become so full of love that you will share this love and you will help others get consumed in their love. And that's the greatest service that you can offer to anyone, to help them consume themselves in their self-love. The only way you can do is by bathing them in your love, the love of the divine self. And that's the way you show them the path. You make them remember that this is my reality. My reality is not my judgment. My reality is not my hopelessness, not my helplessness. My reality is not my anger, sorrow. My reality is not my fear. My reality is not being a daughter-in-law, son-in-law, son, daughter, father, mother, grandfather, grandmother, grandson. That's not my reality. My reality is that I'm just a ball of love. I'm love itself. That's my reality. And if that is my reality, then this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to explode every single moment. I'm just going to be like this love bomb which just explodes and bathes everyone around me in love. Just do it. Time is running out. You must not leave any moment to regret that I should have done it. You are here now and you must do it. This is your responsibility. This is divinity. It's not about sitting in japa, meditation. All that is definitely required. But if you are not going to share this love with all of creation, then you're being selfish. The universe will not elevate you to a plane it will not absolve you of all the karma that you have accumulated all these lifetimes until you have just bathed everyone in love. It will send you back to do that. So while you're alive, while you're breathing, while you're conscious, and while you can choose love over everything else. Nothing else matters. Are there any questions? So please practice this coming week . Those of you who have been watching the social media, those who have been watching television, news, reading the newspapers, you have a lot of work to do. Don't just watch all this information and express sorrow, grief. Instead, when you see this information, all you have to do is to blast that place in your mind. If you have to picturize that place, give that place a name that you identify with through the media, and you can just visualize that place. You do not have to go there, and you just have to blast the place with love. When you blast the place with love, the universe will do the rest. It'll get the people there, it'll get the work there, it'll get help there, it'll get everything there. Doesn't need you to do it, but the universe is a weird thing. It's a weird thing because though it can do everything in the flick of a finger, it gives us an opportunity to say that if you do this, then this much of your karma is going to get burnt out. So do you want to do it? It doesn't need you, but it just gives you this opportunity. It's such a weird thing. But that's how it is. So what are you going to do about it? So you can't tell the universe, but you do it. The universe says, no, that's not how I want it. I want it through you. I'll do it, but I'll do it through you. So you intend that this place must be filled with love. And then I will fill it with love. But why won't it do it by itself? No, that's the way the universe is. So here you have an opportunity to just love. So now that you have that information, how many of you are going to do it? Excellent. Good. What about the others? Does anyone have a reason not to do it? Good. So let's all collectively do it in our own independent individual spaces. So when can you do it? Before you go to bed, sit on the bed and just send blasts of love. You can't be generally saying that. You can't be generic saying that I will send blasts of love to the universe. So the universe will ask, yours or mine? So instead, choose people, choose places, choose populations, and send love to all of them. Send blasts of love to all of them. And ask God, I'm just sending blasts of love to this place in this world. And please send whatever you know is required for this love to manifest as things that you know is required. You know, I'm just sending it as love, and you manifest that love in whatever way you know. That's the way to do it. So let's all do it every day for the next week. And then when we connect next week, Raghusudha is here. So I request you to just keep a tab to remind them, to ask them how many of you practice and how many of you are practicing. So she'll keep a tab on all of you practicing, directing the love of the higher consciousness to as many people as you can. And you can give us a feedback of how your life transformed. It'll be fun. It'll be nice to get this feedback from all of you. So with this, let's close today. But before closing, I just want to let you know that tomorrow we are having the Agnihotra event. This is a powerful pre-Vedic practice that opens ourselves to unlimited love, unlimited positivity, unlimited abundance. Everything that we need to transform, the universe just provides that. Agni is transformative energy. So we are going to have this practice. Those of you who have not decided whether I want to practice or not can participate, but please fill the form. So you can log in and you can listen. And once after listening, if you want to participate, then you can let us know and we'll help you. So you really want a lot of people to learn because, like I said, transformation is happening faster and faster and faster. You look at how 2024 has passed. It's already August 10th. I remember the year 2000. Still, 24 years have passed after 2000. But we have no idea how quickly 24 years passed. Now you will see time is flying. Opportunities are just flying. So you just have to just fill this place with your divine love. So those of you who are interested tomorrow, you can just log in. You can into our website. We will post the link after this meeting. And you can log in and participate in Agnihotra, even if you have not decided. We would like you to have this opportunity to just participate virtually. We'll be explaining to you what it is. And once you have done it, once you participated, and then if you have your mind, then you can come in. Yes, Basha, please unmute.
Good evening, Doctor.
Good evening.
Doctor, I have one question, just yes, pop up my mind.
Yes.
While blasting this love to anyone, mm-hmm, with some sort of expectation.
No expectation.
Yes. Will it work? Because if we sometimes while I am meeting in the office, expecting children to perform in something, while just I am expecting something from anyone, and I am just in blasting love with that.
That's
feeling.
Not love.
Okay.
That's not love. Love is just going out. It's one way.
Right.
It's just one way. You're just sending love to people. No expectation. The moment you expect, it is lust. You're lusting for something.
Okay.
Which means that expectation is lust. Love is unconditional. We call it love because it's unconditional. The moment you have conditions imposed on sending love, it's not love anymore.
Right. Just like when you said, when you before meeting someone, I just thought whether to get the work done, I just send a blast of love and then meeting him to get the work done. Just the way I thought. Now get
when you send love,
right?
Let us say that you have to. This is a good question. When you want to have a meeting with someone and you just imagine these beautiful flowers in the center of your chest and send blasts of love to this person and just go and meet the person, you will see the way you interact with that person will change.
Okay.
So here's a small challenge. You can choose to interact with the person that you don't like. All right?
Yes.
You can choose to interact with the person that you don't like, and the way to do it is to just send blasts of love to that person and just go in. But don't have any expectation of, let's see what this love has done. The love that you send as blasts to the memory of this person you're going to meet changes your, it destroys your perception, your impressions that you are carrying. And that's how the mirror changes.
But that itself is a big challenge.
It's a challenge because you want to hold on to your judgment.
The thought which is not popping like that, it itself a challenge.
Look, many a times, let me give you this simple viewpoint. Many a times, the person you judge may be having deep inside a problem that he is not able to come out of. I'll give you an example. I met this person, I've told this experience before. I met this person, a client. In fact, I was working in a research institute and he was the advertising, the product photographer. He came to me and he said that I can only eat bread and chocolates. Anything else I eat, I vomit. But every doctor he went to, they told him, your food is your problem. Give up bread and chocolate and you'll be all right. But he said, those are the only two things that does not make me vomit. But none of them could understand. And when he came, and I was the next person, I was the newbie, and he told me, I'm having this problem that whenever I eat anything, I just vomit. And I can only eat bread and chocolate. What I did was entirely different. My approach is always different. So I brought him home. I drove him home to my house and I asked him to switch off his Bluetooth device, switch off his mobile phone, we sat and ate a South Indian meal. And that was the first time he retained food in his stomach for 6 hours. All that he needed was some love. He did not, it was not about diet. It was not about food. It was not about digestion. It was only about love. And just that one act solved his problem, which existed for over 3 decades. Just that one act of love. That's all people want. Please, please approach with love, and you will see people will start talking about problems, and you will be amazed how a problem which is so unconnected with the challenge they have on hand, you will see a problem with a relative, and that is sorted out, they will start being more productive at work. You have no clue that people are suffering. They need someone who can listen to them. They need someone who can just tell them it's okay.
Right.
Please, we have been here. November, we'll complete 2 years. So we've been here for this long. We must be the mature lot. We must be able to love unconditionally. We must be able to look beyond and say that it's okay. I know there is something that's bothering you, something that maybe you don't even know. Let's give it a chance. I know it's professional. I know things have to be done. I know they cannot be lethargic and careless about the work. It just seems so physical at the top, where from the top, that you believe that this person is just taking advantage of everybody's goodness. It might seem like that. But why on earth would anyone want to be careless? Why would anyone want to be like that? It's only because deep inside they're alone, deep inside they are suffering.
Right.
They are not aware. They're not even able to see it. But because you are able to see it, you can do something about it.
Right.
You will see that the person will transform. The person will find you a mentor. The person will come and talk to you. You say that something makes me come and tell you that I have a problem. And maybe that's the reason why I'm not able to work. But instead of listening to the problem, you can just tell him, I know exactly what you have to do. You just have to send blasts of love to all those people whom you believe who don't like you.
Right, doctor.
Try it.
No, sure, doctor, sure.
Can we send blast to our own selves? This blast?
When you send love, it just enhances the love inside you. You don't have to do it. You don't have to do anything to yourself. Why aren't you already full? You can only send love to others when you are so full of love. Why do you feel you're not full?
Sometimes you feel you do not have love for yourself.
You can only send love when it's full.
Okay.
When you love others, you just fill automatically.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pour flowers from an empty basket.
Yes.
The basket may be full of flowers, that's what you pour. And the moment you decide to blast love, you're already full. You don't have to do anything. Don't get into this mind, which will tell you, which will ask you, where will the flowers come from? The moment you decide that I just want to share love, you're full. That's all the universe asks of you. Just share love. And I'll give you an opportunity, many opportunities, many more opportunities to share love. When you share, the universe will just make you share more. The moment someone has woken up, the universe will will destroy your sleep because it says that I need you to send more love. But be in service. And the universe will say, then I will receive you. I'll receive you in my fold. I'll make sure that you have nothing left of your own. You'll just merge in me. But for that, you have to first share love. Sharing love itself means unconditional. You don't say share love unconditionally. When it's love, it's unconditional. It's understood. So let's all do this this week, and we will send you some teasers in between to check how you guys are doing. Let's meet next Saturday. Have a beautiful weekend and have a beautiful week ahead. And until then, keep loving.